Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
A very good evening to you. Thanks for your time on Kaya Biz this evening, Dr. Magwegwe. Just if you can take us through the current economic environment and what you're seeing about how people are dealing with money and wellness in general.
Very good evening to you and very good evening to our wonderful Kaya FM listeners. Thank you for the opportunity to share a few words just around how currently consumers are faring and perhaps one or two ideas in terms of how they can improve their financial health. Mm-hmm. So you're quite right. I just was listening earlier on and you know, you use that common expression that we hear often that there's more, what is it called? There's money. More money than
money.
Than money, right? Mm-hmm. And that really summarizes it. In other words, if we look at what has happened globally to a large extent, but of course we are keeping ourselves here to the South African consumer, since COVID, we have not gone back to the pre-levels of financial health that our consumers experienced. You'd recall that the COVID period saw interest rates hikes, global uncertainty, geopolitics, coupled with, particularly for South Africa, we also had inflation. I mean, you remember things like eggs, you remember cooking oil, vegetables, fruit, transport, right? So generally, the consumer is still under pressure from that build-up that we saw over the last few years. Even though interest rates have somewhat been declining, perhaps not as fast as some other competitors want them to be, there is no doubt that by far consumers are still saying one thing. Mm-hmm. I am struggling to pay down my debt. I have more debt than I can manage. I am using my credit card, for example, to pay a personal loan or to pay a clothing account. We are seeing record numbers of South Africans entering debt cancelling as an example. And for the first time, we're seeing middle to higher income South Africans entering debt review. It has traditionally been by far lower income consumers. So that really gives you a sense that, you know, the consumer continues to be under a lot of pressure. Maybe another anecdote that I've seen in the work that I do, mm-hmm. whether it's at GIPS where I teach or at NetBank where I run the financial wellness unit, I can tell you what we have seen that evidence this is individuals, when we talk to them, for example, we did a study recently. We asked about 1,500 working South Africans about gambling in particular. We're just interested in gambling. Mm-hmm. Do you know the number of people, 7 in 10, who say to us, I gamble to make money?
Oh my
In other
goodness.
Words, almost like a side hustle. We do encourage side hustles, right? And someone is saying, my side hustle is really thinking whether it's sports betting or other forms of betting to try to win money so that it can help me with running my finances. So in general, you can see the picture I'm painting is that the consumer continues to be under a lot of pressure, and probably it will be like that for the next few months as the interest rate cycle continues to improve. In other words, expectant that rates will come down.
Dr. Magwegwe, that's overwhelming if you're saying that people,
I know, I'm sorry. But you know, when we grow up, they always say, we start by acknowledging the situation.
Okay, now we've acknowledged the situation. Please give us some of those lovely, wonderful tips that you give so well. What are blind spots that people might be having? How can people save? Or how can they just make it a bit easier, even if they know that they won't be getting extra sources of income, just to get through?
And, you know, I really love how you guys framed it. And I was talking to the producer earlier. I don't know how you came up with one of my most favorite expressions. The blind spots we have in general in life and specifically, you know, around money. Mm. So I thought of four that I want to share briefly. Then I'll focus on one in terms of what people can do. Mm. And I thought of just using a word that we use all the time. You know, the idea of save, S-A-V-E. And the S, I thought, for our Kaya FM listeners, they need to ask themselves, one of the blind spots we have is that We don't ask ourselves, what's my money story? So the S stands for story, my money story. What do I mean by that? To really look into our mindset towards money, our habits, right? Those things that we do regularly with money, and ask ourselves, are they still working for me, or I need to change, right? And I'm talking from people who shop with a list, from, you know, people who have auto savings where they move money from a check account into some sort of savings account, people who track their expenses, people who check credit scores on an ongoing basis. All those have an underlying thing around kind of, does money mean power? Does money mean status? Does money mean freedom to me? Does money mean love? And what money means to an individual drives what they do with money. And so the mistakes that often people make, in other words, the blind spots we have, we tend to see money as the balance in a bank account or whatever is available to us via a credit card or a personal loan. Yet it's much more than that. There's this whole psychology of money. So my first offer with the S is just to say, please constantly ask yourself, what is the story that I tell myself about money? In other words, what are my thoughts? What are my beliefs? What does it represent? That's a common blind spot that I see. Then the second one is A for save, right? Accountability. We hold and try to hold our politicians accountable for the public purse. And we go on all social media platforms. We call Kaya FM and we say, we are not happy with how our money is being used. Our tax money, our hard-earned money that we give to SARS as an example, right? I want to ask Kaya FM listeners, that passion, that energy that we talk about the public purse and they must fix potholes and water infrastructure, do we do the same at a personal level? In other words, when I'm saying to you, the other blind spots, we often, and it's not that I'm judging, I'm human, I do the same. We often hold other people to higher standards than we hold ourselves. So I want our Kaya FM listener to ask them, that standard I'm holding the public official, do I hold myself to that standard with my personal, just that accountability? Do I know where it's going? Am I tracking it? Am I using it wisely? Can I say what I did with it, you know, a few months from now, a year from now? So for me, that A is important. Then if we go to V, how vulnerable are you willing to be? In other words, people often are not just willing to say, I don't know. I don't know how this thing works. Let me work with a financial advisor. I don't quite know how a credit card works, as an example, or how interest rates work, or how unit trust works, or how shares work, for example, or how a car with a balloon payment works. When you're not that vulnerable, that willingness to learn, it often leads to mistakes and to not working with financial planners, because you don't want even anyone to know a little bit about your finances. So again, I'm saying the blind spot is we often want to do it ourselves. Yet our heroes on the soccer pitch, our heroes in boxing rings, our heroes, the South Africans who did so well at the relay recently, the guys who got bronze, they all have coaches. They're not doing it alone. Mm-hmm. So please, our listeners, ask yourself, do you have the blind spot of thinking, I walk the journey to financial health myself? That's the V. And then finally, the E, emotions. Are you aware of the emotions money triggers in you? Anger, joy, frustration, optimism. And what behavior those emotions drive. So I thought to make it easy, to make it practical for our Kaya FM listeners, they must just think of some of the blind spots can be captured in those four letters that represent the word self. Story of money, accountability, vulnerability, willingness to ask for help, and just acknowledging emotions that money triggers in us.
Yeah, Dr. Makwege, I know that you are a long-time listener because you call it Kaya FM. Well, now we are going into 2025 as Kaya 959.
But I really like, thank you.
I really like the tips that you're giving us. And I think it's so important to have that accountability, that vulnerability. But also, yes, you know what? It's hard. You know, you've got a job. You have to wake up early. You have to get to work. Yes. You have to deal with your manager. You have to deal with your partner if you have one, your kids if you have one. Sometimes you just want to chill. You don't want to have accountability because you have accountability everywhere else. And there's
absolutely.
We used the word overwhelming before, but there's something that is overwhelming about having to be serious about something that you don't know about or that you don't.
Yes.
Because not everybody knows about money. We can make it, sure. Yes. But we don't know those tips and tricks of, you know, if you've got a home loan, maybe you just pay an extra X amount into the home.
There you go.
So yes. Those are the things that we would like from you now.
Yeah. And so, you know, for me, we kind of laid that foundation, right? How are we engaging with money? So if we really look at the practical things we can do, for me, the starting point is exactly as you are saying, the idea that it's not about I don't have anything to put aside, for example, to build money for emergencies. Mm-hmm. It's really about every single rand contributes to building my habit of checking my finances or putting money aside. So I always start with one of the things we kind of know, but it's difficult to put in place as individuals. The idea of there's accountability everywhere. Now I must really be accountable for this money I work hard for. The idea of putting money aside for emergencies, one of the top reasons South Africans struggle with high levels of debt is that very few people have emergency savings. We did a study last year at Nedbank, and we found that it's only about, I think it was less than 20%. So if we round it up, let's say only 2 in 10 South Africans has 3,000. Right now, as you are speaking, if we were to ask working South Africans if they have 3,000 for any emergency that come into their, only 2 in 10 would say, I've got it.
Wow.
So the habit of 100 rand there, 50 rand there, and really just putting it to say, I want to have this cushion if things happen. Mm-hmm. That one of the practical tips, and it might take a year or two, you know, to build a decent amount, like a 3,000. But the point is start. So that's what I want to offer first. The idea of putting aside money for emergencies, because then you don't need to always get a loan if an emergency comes. Mm-hmm. The other one, people often don't realize the power of reducing debt. And I know the consumer who's going through a lot is going to think, where do you think I get the money to even think about reducing debt? But I want to emphasize that as long as an individual is struggling with a lot of debt, it's very difficult to put money aside for any form of savings. And so I want to remind our listeners that an active plan to reduce debt, whether it's credit card debt, as an example, or a personal loan, you are building an opportunity to put money aside when you reduce debt. And so whether it's 100 rand that you put extra in your home loan or 100 rand to try to reduce, or 300 rand in a credit card, that goes a long way. So again, it's this idea of small things that over time help. I want to talk about the third one because we're in September. September, for me, is my month of spring cleaning my finances. Therefore, I want to ask our listeners, right, have they started their September spring cleaning their finances? What do I mean by that? Here's an opportunity to look at some of the clutter we have with our finances. Let me give you examples of what I picked up in my own life. I'm a certified financial planner myself. I try to be disciplined on these things. I had 2, right, debit orders going off for something I no longer even use. One was a subscription to a magazine. The other thing was reminding myself that, you know, if I really look at the times I'm going to gym and this membership that's every month is debiting and it's national, it doesn't make sense. Why don't I move from national to, you know, local and save a little bit of money? So if you think of subscriptions in the 2 examples that I have given, if you think about the scams that happen in our check accounts, if you don't tell the bank to reverse those debit orders, as an example. So there are all these small things that you can pick up. I call that financial clutter, that you can really pick up and say, you know, there is an opportunity to really ask myself, when last did you look for an opportunity, as an example, to ask another short-term insurer to say to them, look, here's my home contents, here's my car, as an example. When did you last just phone for life insurance? Maybe your lifestyle has changed, your job has changed. So all those, for me, it's spring cleaning, and it's an opportunity to figure out perhaps there's a few 50 rands there, 100, if you add them up, it can be, you know, something that is quite sizable. The last one that I want to mention, practical, and I know South Africans have a love-hate relationship with financial advisors, and for a good reason, that, you know, there are a few rotten apples like in any industry, and sometimes people have had a bad experience. Yeah. But I want to remind our listeners that professionals have coaches. Who are we in full-time jobs, sometimes with such low levels of financial literacy, to think we can navigate an increasingly complex financial, consumer financial world?
Okay, Dr. Mangorgwe,
consider working with a planner.
Thank you so much. I always say to you when we speak, it is such a pleasure, it is such a privilege. And I wish you and I had an hour to do a masterclass. Like, thank you so much for your time tonight on Kaya Biz. Dr. Frank Mangorgwe, lecturer at Gibbs and Nedbank's Executive for Financial Wellness and Advisory.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.